From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Dave DeForest reporting. Iraqi troops advance into the center of Ramadi, the troops trying to reclaim the city, which they lost to Islamic State militants 7 months ago. A spokesman for Iraq's counterterrorism service says there was fighting in the neighborhood surrounding a government complex. Coalition warplanes have carried out airstrikes on Islamic State targets on the outskirts of the city. The International Organization for Migration says the number of migrants and refugees entering Europe in 2015 has gone over the 1 million mark. They say it is the largest influx of its kind since the end of World War II. The Geneva-based organization issued figures Tuesday showing that more than 1 million migrants from Africa and the Middle East have crossed into the continent. Indian lawmakers have voted to lower the age at which a person can be tried as an adult for serious criminal offenses. The move follows public anger over the release of one of the attackers in a fatal 2012 gang rape of a woman on a New Delhi bus. The changes passed by the Upper House of Parliament Tuesday will allow minors ages 16 to 18 to be sentenced to at least 7 years in young offenders' institutions for convictions of heinous crimes. Those include rape and murder. A group of Kenyan Muslims protected Christian bus passengers when Islamist gunmen demanded the passengers split into groups by religion. The gunmen stopped the bus Monday in North Kenya's Mandera County. Local officials say passengers refused to separate. Some Muslim passengers gave non-Muslims headscarves to conceal their identities. The militants decided to leave after the passengers' show of unity. This is VOA News. The head of the UN office in Geneva said Tuesday the world body intends to host Syrian peace talks there next month. Michael Moeller told reporters an exact date has not yet been set, but that the target is sometime at the end of January. Geneva was the site of 2 rounds of UN-brokered peace talks early last year between President Bashar al-Assad's government and rebels who have been fighting him since March of 2011. Those negotiations ended with little progress. Human Rights Watch said Tuesday that Turkey needs to control its security forces. The group says the Turkish government also needs to investigate the deaths of civilians killed during police operations and street violence. The group said it documented 15 such deaths in a limited investigation and that local groups report more than 100 deaths since July. Turkish forces launched a new offensive in July against the outlawed Kurdistan Workers' Party in southeastern Turkey. U.S. Army Sergeant Bo Bergdahl appeared before a military judge Tuesday on charges he deserted his unit and misbehaved before the enemy. Bergdahl was held by Taliban insurgents in Afghanistan for 5 years before being freed in a prisoner exchange. In a court hearing at Fort Bragg in North Carolina, the 29-year-old Bergdahl deferred entering a plea to the charges. If convicted, he could spend the rest of his life in prison. He also did not decide whether he wants to face a court-martial with a jury or one with just a judge. The Kremlin says Russian President Vladimir Putin and Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu have agreed to coordinate their country's actions to fight terrorism in the Middle East. It said the two leaders discussed the crisis in Syria during a phone conversation on Tuesday. Bosnian police have arrested 11 people suspected of alleged ties with the Islamic State. The prosecutor's office said in a statement Tuesday that searches in the Sarajevo area targeted 15 people. It said police found evidence indicating connections with the Islamic State. Heavy smog on Tuesday shrouded the capitals of the world's two most populous countries. Air quality monitoring stations in Beijing and New Delhi displayed readings far exceeding the threshold for the highest category hazardous level. The Chinese capital on Monday and Tuesday was under its second ever red pollution alert. India's capital was choking on air considered the worst in the world. Voters in the Central African Republic have overwhelmingly backed a constitutional referendum aimed at ending nearly 3 years of political instability. Election officials said Monday provisional results show that 93% of voters were in favor of the new constitution, which would limit the president to 2 5-year terms. I'm Dave DeForest.
That's the latest world news from VOA.